Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we can all say, Amen. Our text is, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Please be seated. I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I think that John the Baptist was a bit of an odd fellow. He wore uncomfortable clothing, probably inside out, and ate unpalatable food. People thought that he was maybe Elijah or the Christ, but John made things clear. One is coming after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am unworthy to untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John had been bringing the message of baptism for the remission of sins, and he had been baptizing people in the Jordan. In some sense, for us as Lutherans, there appears to be something missing here. For some reason, repentance for the remission of sins is not complete for us. Sounds a lot like that medieval system of penance to us. We are reminded of the line spoken by Isaac when he was ascending the Mount of Sacrifice with Abraham. We have the wood, we have the fire, but where's the lamb? Dad, are you having a senior moment? God himself will provide the lamb, came the answer. And so he did, with a goat caught by the horns in the brambles. What are the odds? Isaac asks the appropriate question. He asks our question. Because repentance does not lead to salvation in the sense that it earns it. The repentance is here, the contrition is here, in the fire and the wood, but where is the sacrifice itself? Apparently, John was also aware of this, and also the Pharisees who came to question him and his role. What are you doing here? Who are you? What yeshiva did you go to? What seminary did you graduate from? Was there a common theme? And then John startles us. The line does not have the same impact it once did in a time when people were accustomed to comparing their lambs, those readied for the sacrifice. It is a language redolent of Passover and the blood on the doorposts, denying death and granting life. Take a year-old lamb. Take it from the sheep or from the goats. Separate it for 2 weeks. Slaughter it at twilight. Get a sprig of hyssop. And put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel. Goat or lamb did not matter for the sacrifice. It is the language of the two goats of the atonement, one for death and one for resurrection, when the one was sacrificed and the other led out by lot to live in the wilderness. Not by lot, the biblical lot, but by casting dice. It is the language of the goat, of the pledge between Judah and Tamar that led unknowingly to the continuation of the line of Christ. It is the sacrifices at the opening of the temple when Solomon gave so many sacrifices that there was not room for the fat on the altar and they had to make a stone out back for the sacrifice and the fat. And when Solomon fed all the people, hundreds of thousands of them, and sent them all home with gifts. It is the payment of the firstborn son, both people and donkeys, brought back by the blood of the sacrifice. As we read, and every firstling of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you do not redeem it, then you shall break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among your children you shall redeem. But if the family was too poor, as in the case of Mary and Joseph, they could bring two pigeons or turtle doves, as in the case of Jesus. But what did people see when they looked at Jesus? They looked over at what John was pointing out, expecting to see this really fine lamb. But they saw not some awesome sheep, but a man. The man didn't even look sheepish. Of course, Christ was both God and man, but that was not readily apparent. John humbles himself before this man. I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And he answers the missing question, the question asked by so many sacrificed animals. He provides the fill in the blank. Here is the answer to the system of sacrifices. Here is the answer to the lamb God would provide. Here is the walking Passover lamb, the one without blemish and spot, given for all. Jews, Greeks, slaves, free, male, female, without respect of persons. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now we prick up our ears to hear, because we know that we too are sinners who fall desperately short of the Word of God. We feel the power of the law, the impact of judgment in our lives. We know that we can do nothing that will in the least way merit salvation. And sometimes our work, just like the old sacrificial system, feels hollow and like a mercenary grind. But these tasks, our studies, our work as staff, our work as professors, these are not the good news. They might arise out of the work of Christ and the Holy Spirit in our lives, but it is in fact that Lamb who takes away our sin that we need for salvation. But again, this is not the whole story. There is another behold, referring to Christ. Pilate would say it after Jesus had been mocked and scourged and robed in purple and crowned with thorns. Behold the man! Pilate has found no flaw in him and would let him go. He was without blemish. But the crowd yells all the louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And the temple leaders shout, "His blood be upon us and our children," not knowing that they were calling down both blood of guilt and blood of atonement. And here we see things coming full circle. Here is the sacrifice of the Passover for us. Here is the participation of both Jews and Gentiles in the sacrifice and the crucifixion of the Christ. Here we see nothing special, nothing loquacious, yet the Word of God is about to finish the work of the atonement and seal our lives with His holy precious blood and His innocent sufferings and death. We have simple words, words for us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I thirst. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. My God, why have you forsaken me? It is finished. Into your hands I commit my spirit. And they crucify him at twilight, just like the lambs were. Not the twilight of the sun in the sky, obscured by the horizon as usual, but the twilight of the Son of God, obscured by death, when darkness provided by God covers the whole earth during broad daylight. The behold the man is our clue as to what is happening. John is telling us of an important matter for us, the true sacrifice for us, a real answer for our sin as sinners. True God sacrificed for you and for me. And so, as one beggar telling another beggar where he has found bread, with wonder and amazement, we tell others. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We share this Christ, this Lamb, this answer for sin with one another. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.